Welcome to Dads in Cars with Kids, a simple podcast that goes into the deeper thinking of life when dads ride in cars with their kids. We hope you enjoy this next episode. Okay, hi, this is David again in episode 2 of Dads in Cars with Kids. All right, and we've got two kids in here today. Yes, my kids, but who do we have?
Liam.
And?
Liam.
Yeah, and we're excited, okay? We just got done with swim practice, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and it being here in SoCal, it is actually warm out, okay? It is in the high 60s at night here. All right, so let's see. Liam and Brigida.
Yes.
What kind of moon do we have out tonight?
We have a full moon.
Full moon, yeah.
Yeah, we have a full moon. Okay, we have a full moon. That's right. So Liam, what did we have before we had the full moon? What was that called?
A waxing gibbous.
Was it a waxing gibbous?
Yes.
Okay, a waxing gibbous. Okay. Brigida, put your phone away. You don't need your phone while you're talking. Okay. And what did we have before the waxing gibbous?
First quarter.
Yes, and then before the first quarter.
Waxing crescent.
Well, Liam knows his stuff. Do you know anything about the moon?
No, because they don't teach it at my school.
They don't teach it about at your school? Oh, my goodness. Well, let's do a little bit of discussion right now. So, Liam, we have, how many days of full moon do we have?
Two or three,
okay, good. So, right now we're on our first day of the full moon.
Yep,
and
tomorrow's going to be 100% visible.
100% visible. And everybody, okay, so what day is tomorrow? What date is it tomorrow?
It's December 21st.
December 21st, okay, really important, okay. Now,
3 days, it's going to be Christmas.
That's what
should
be talking
about. We'll get to that first, but okay, what we're going to talk about right now, oh my goodness, we're just going to talk about what tomorrow is. So what actually is tomorrow? It's the 21st. Yes. Now, what does that mean for you guys?
That means winter break.
But what is December 21st as far as a date? What else is that that's actually kind of important?
Full moon?
Yes, it is a full moon, but what else?
Know.
Okay. It's
know.
Something called the winter solstice.
What is
winter solstice? Like the summer solstice?
Yeah, but what is the winter solstice?
It's something that, like, I haven't heard of it, but I know what the summer is. It the shortest day.
Oh, Liam. Okay, Brigida, did you hear that?
I read this in Jack and Annie. It said the summer solstice is one of the longest days.
So okay, so
explain what Jack and Annie is.
All right, yeah.
Jack and Annie's Magic Treehouse book.
Oh, he's reading back Magic Treehouse books.
Adventures.
I don't read that stuff.
Huh?
That's okay. You don't have to read it, but he does.
Yes,
so,
gives me info.
Brigida, tomorrow is the winter,
day.
The shortest day. So we have the shortest day of the year. Now, the opposite is the summer solstice, which then if winter solstice is the shortest day, summer solstice is the
longest
day.
That's why summer feels so long.
Well, we do end up having now, so tomorrow will be the shortest day, and then after that, every day after that now until we get to the summer solstice, the sun will get higher and higher in the sky. Okay, so right now it's going to be at its lowest point, right? And then that's why the sun is setting around 4:45. So every day after this now, we're going to start seeing it get daylight and be daylight longer and longer. All right, so that's tomorrow, the winter solstice. And we also have a full 100% full moon on winter solstice, which is actually a big deal. It's called a cold full moon, because it is the
freezing moon.
Yes, because it's the winter solstice and the shortest day of the year, and we happen to also have a full moon. So that's actually kind of cool. So what did we learn about today?
Well, one thing I learned that is the winter solstice the shortest day of the year.
All right, Brigida, anything?
Nothing.
Yeah, I learned that winter solstice is the shortest day of the year in winter, and then in summer, it's the longest day because it depends on how
There you go. All right. This is end of episode 2 of Dads in Cars with Kids. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye-bye. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dads in Cars with Kids, and we'll be back again with another episode with more deep thinking about the deeper meanings of life.